yesterday, and we talked about it when we opened the program, but we weren't 100% in the know, so to speak, because when we do this show, a lot of times stuff is either happening as we are broadcasting, or stuff is happening right before we are broadcasting and we are setting up in the studio, or at times we're driving in the car. It's the only crappy thing. That's why the night guys have the benefit. They do. The night guys have the benefit. I just hate doing the show. Nah, I shouldn't say that. We used to do a show at night. We used to do a show. We used to do 3 hours in the morning and then like 2 hours at night. We used to do 5 hours a day. I know. It's insane. And I've often thought about doing the night deal again. And we've talked about it. I've talked about it on the show here, doing a night program. I just, I don't know. So I still debate that every day. I still debate that every day. But the night shows, if you're a talk show, I mean, a night show is the best, because everything's already happened. Everything's already happened, and you could get sound clips, and so it's fresh. You know, the night shows, rather it's the Mad Owl, or it's the Matthews, or it's Megyn Kelly, or Hannity. The night shows are the best. I mean, you broadcast at 6 o'clock. You broadcast at 6 o'clock. Everything's done. I mean, you are set. You are set. So you're not playing catch up like us or some of the big players have a staff that are gathering material and giving notes and sound bites, and plus they take these ridiculous commercials. You know, you listen to a lot of the people in the morning or in the mid-afternoon that have a three-hour show, and if you take out the commercials, their programs are only about an hour and 50 minutes. I kid you not. Do a little investigation on that. Do a little investigation on that. You have a three-hour program, and once you cut out all the commercials, you're talking about an hour and 50, an hour and 48. Those three-hour shows have an hour worth of commercials. So that's a lot of prep time while things are going on. Here, we play the Trump train. That's what you get, or you get Baked Alaska. Or you get It's Huge, 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 Huge. Huge. That's what you get. So sometimes our conversation is 18 hours later. But, hey, it is what it is. So yesterday, Trump had the press conference of all press conferences. It was great. It was awesome. We talked about it yesterday. Yelling at, well, not yelling, but calling reporters sleazy, calling them dishonest. One of the reporters was like, "Are you going to do this when you're president?" He's like, "Yeah. Yeah, I am. Yes, I am. I'm going to do this as president." And it's amazing to watch how outraged all the news shows were. I mean, they really were. Every single one, whether it was Don Lemon, Anderson Cooper. You want to talk about thin skin? And they say to Trump, "Why do you have such thin skin? We're only asking you questions." Thin skin? These reporters have thin skin, because the minute you question them or you shoot back at them, they start freaking out. Like we said yesterday, well, it's our First Amendment right. It's a, what are you doing? It's our First Amendment right. We're allowed to do. Okay, yeah, you are. You're allowed to ask a question, or you're allowed to have a statement. And I'm allowed to respond how I want. I'm allowed to be combative. And the whole narrative yesterday was, all these poor reporters were doing were asking questions. And the press conference and Trump's reaction was not about the questions being asked. You got to remember something. And I listened to my favorite host last night. When I was on my way to Ralph's, I had to pick up some food. Okay? I had to pick up some chow. And Meghan McCain was on. Oh, that doofus. Ugh. Wow, she's horrible. She is horrible. And she was just rambling on about Trump attacking people in the media, and how could he do that? And some of these reporters were conservative reporters, and they're just doing their job, and they're good people. And how her life would be so much easier if she just went along with the Trump people and didn't criticize him. See, listen, here's the funny. Just listen. Her thing is, it would be easier to go along in her daily life if she just said nice things about Trump. Because when she criticizes Trump and doesn't say nice things, she gets blasted on the internet, whether it's Twitter or emails. And if she just went along and got along, her life would be so much easier. But inside, how she feels inside, her convictions, her principles, they would be conflicted. So as you see, the people like Meghan McCain and the different journalists, they want to be able to criticize. They want to be able to get on a radio and go, I think Donald Trump is dangerous. I don't like what he says. I don't like the things that he does. He's not being presidential. And that's supposed to go unchecked. Because for some reason, if you are a journalist, or you are a reporter, or you are a talk show host, and you have an opinion, and you write a piece that is critical, once you do that, no one is allowed to dispute it. No one is allowed to be upset. No one is allowed to say anything to you. It's like you're the one with the last word. So as I'm listening to Meghan McCain, here she is saying, it would be so much easier if I didn't criticize Donald Trump, because then I wouldn't have people hitting me up on social media. So she's upset because she says something about Donald Trump or whatever, and then someone criticizes her. She doesn't like that. She wants to be able to do all the talking, all the criticizing, and everybody has to just shut up. See, that's what it was about yesterday. And we've had this conversation on this show a year ago. We have it on the show all the time. Before social media and before Donald Trump, everybody in the opinion world, everybody in the reporter world, everybody, They were allowed to do whatever they wanted. They were allowed to say whatever they wanted to say. They were allowed to write whatever they wanted to write. So they could go on television and say, I think so-and-so is a jerk. And they're in their own bubble. You can't reach through the TV and choke them. You know? I'm not condoning violence. Relax. But, you know, when you get so mad, you're like, oh! But now, with social media, a reporter, a journalist, a talk show host, they say something, and now they get responded to directly. Remember, before, you'd have to write a note, a letter. And then their publicist opens the mail and goes, oh, I'm throwing this one away. Says, you suck. Oh, I'm throwing this one away because it's a 7-page letter of how you're incompetent. I'm throwing this away. So you never see that stuff. Well, now because of Instagram and social media and Facebook and every other means of communication that the average Joe can now do, you go on TV and say, hey, I think Donald Trump is an a-hole and he has bad hair. You go to your computer and you have 7,000 emails that say you're ugly and you're stupid. You have 7,000 Twitter posts that say you're an a-hole. Talk about thin skin. All these people, all these reporters, all these journalists, they're all keyboard warriors. That's all they ever were. They're microphone warriors. You listen to Mark Levin. You listen to Mark Levin, and someone starts to disagree with him, he hangs up on him. I'm hanging up on you. They all have screeners. They screen only the calls that are positive. They're microphone warriors. So that's what it was about yesterday. It wasn't about the press conference. It wasn't about, at that moment, those people asking questions. It was about all those people in that room. Remember, Donald Trump himself watches the TV shows. Donald Trump himself reads the newspapers. Donald Trump himself follows what everybody is saying about him. That's why he's been successful. He's not the Hillary Clinton or the other people that live in that bubble, and they get spoon-fed stuff. Oh, you don't want to read that, Senator. Well, why don't I? That writer said bad things about you. Okay, you know what? Don't give me bad stuff. I don't want to read bad stuff. It'll keep me up all night. And we know for a fact that Hillary Clinton lives in the bubble. We know for a fact. Huma Abedin. That's what goes to Hillary Clinton. Trump doesn't do that. So Trump knows every single one of these reporters or these journalists. He knows what they say. He knows what they write. Sees them on different shows. And like I've said before, they don't report. They don't report. They give information with their slant, with their opinion. When Jim Acosta is talking to Wolf Blitzer, and Wolf Blitzer's asking him a question, and Jim Acosta's going, you know, Wolf, when we went and interviewed the people, Some had positive things to say. Some had negatives to say. But I will tell you this, Wolf. It seemed very sketchy as when we were doing this process. And in my opinion, oftentimes when people are acting like that, there's a bit of guilt. Well, thank you, Jim. And with that being said, let's go to our panel. So Jim Acosta is not just reporting. He's giving his take. So he's commenting on his own reporting. He's influencing something that's supposed to be a mundane report. Two dead, one wounded, news at 11. He's now explaining feelings and other emotions that are part of the two dead. He's giving his take. That's not what a reporter does. So when Trump is standing there and he's seeing every single one of them, that's why he said to Acosta, "Oh, I've seen you. You're a real beauty." He's seen these people. He's read their pieces. They're not reporters. They're not journalists. And every single one of them has an agenda, which is putting a Democrat in the White House, putting a Democrat in the governor's house. Every single one of them. Every single one of them. Every single one of them. Who you call a journalist, who you call a reporter. And they work for the Daily Beast, or they work for the Washington Post. I watched MSNBC yesterday, and they had Jonathan Capehart on there, who's a writer for the Washington Post, New York Times. He writes pieces. He is a journalist. And he just got back from a 10-day vacation in Hawaii. And he's proud to announce that him and his partner of 5 years are getting married. And then they put up a graphic, little cartoon of him and a white guy holding hands. Now, I'm not hating on homosexuals. I'm just giving you an example of the liberal, progressive agenda that is infused into what reporters or journalists or newspapers are about. I mean, how does the Washington Post or the New York Times or MSNBC for that matter, how do they have an unbiased take on gay marriage? They don't. They're for gay marriage. They don't ever, ever show the side that says, hey, I'm against gay marriage. I think it should be only between a man and a woman. Again, me, I don't care. I don't care. I'm just giving an example. I'm giving an example of how our media, whether it's a newspaper, whether it's the internet trash, how they infuse their own ideology, their own agendas into what is supposed to be reporting. What's supposed to be just giving us facts, not opinions, but facts. And they don't. So yesterday wasn't about Mr. Trump. What about this? It was about what these quote-unquote reporters, what these quote-unquote journalists have written and said in the past. And they were all sitting there in front of Trump at one time. And you heard people go, wow, this doesn't look good for, well, I should say liberals. Well, this doesn't look good for, listen, once again, Trump has proven nobody does this better than him. And you could say things are a coincidence, or you could say things were planned, you could say things were luck. But let me just throw this at you. Yesterday's press conference was all about Trump saying the media is dishonest. The media is full of sleazeballs. The media wrote stories that said, I never raised money for the vets. I somehow or for whatever reason was hiding the money, using it for myself, whatever. Remember, this all started with the Washington Post. The same Washington Post owned by Jeff Bezos, Mr. Uber leftist, and the same Washington Post that said they have over 20 quote-unquote reporters assigned to go after Donald Trump, his wife, his kids, his wife's friend, everything. You name it, whoever's associated with Donald Trump, they're going after. So you have the Washington Post that got this ball rolling. You have Hillary Clinton in cahoots with the Washington Post. You have Hillary Clinton in cahoots with these quote-unquote activist vets. You got to tread lightly on the whole activist vets thing, because some of these vets actually served in the war. Some of them were conscientious objectors, which means they refused to fight. But some of them did fight. So you got to be gentle how we tread on this. For any case, they were used as political props, standing in front of the Trump Towers. They colluded with the Hillary Clinton campaign. So you have all this going on. Trump stands at a podium and says, all of you are liars. You're all dishonest. You all said I didn't raise money. This is the money that I raised. Here's the proof. You're a scumbag. You're sleaze. And while this is going on, a few days earlier, and it's been downplayed by CNN, it's been downplayed by MSNBC, it's been downplayed, of course, by ABC, but you have the Katie Couric controversy. You have the beloved Katie Couric. Remember, she was the first woman anchor, the nightly news. Katie Couric, a legend. Katie Couric, who now is the go-to legend for Yahoo News. And Katie Couric does a documentary about guns called Under the Gun. And it was put out by, I think, Epics. And her and her team spliced together a segment to make a whole bunch of people look really stupid. There's a part where she's talking about criminals and terrorists not being able to get their hands on weapons because they're on a background check list. And she asks this group a question about that. And she spliced in about 8 seconds of people saying nothing. So she asks the question, and then it goes to the people in the room looking dumb, as if they had no answer to her question. Like the brilliant mind of Katie Couric stumped them. And it goes from each person. And it's just like Jeopardy. Do, 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 do. So you watch this and go, oh, wow, she got them good. She stumped these rubes. She stumped these. Ha, ha. And we find out that when she asked the question, no more 1 second. 1 second. She finishes the question. 1 second. You hear people responding. I think 3 or 4 people respond. She asked the question within a beat. The person let her finish. And then, well, that's why we have background checks. That's why we have provision. And that guy finishes, and then another guy chimes in. And then this is why we have this, and this is why we have that. And then another. There wasn't 8 seconds of dead silence. And all these gun advocates went, wow, you stumped us. We're really stupid. Oh, my gosh. No. She edited that piece with her people, with her leftist friends, to make these gun advocates look retarded. Now, this happened a few days ago. Like I said, CNN has ignored it. Don Lemon, Anderson Cooper, they're not hosting panels about it. MSNBC's not talking about it. ABC, no one's talking about it. No one is talking about it. The worst leftist activists know nothing. Horrible. CNN talking head Van Jones is not talking about it. But it's out there. And then you have Trump talking about the media being the most dishonest sleaze bags in the world. CNN, Fox, NBC, HLN, everybody covered his press conference. Everybody covered his press conference. So if you knew about the Katie Couric BS, if you knew what she did, you watched that press conference and you went, hell yeah. Hell yeah. You're damn right they're all scum. You're damn right they're all lying scum. They're no different than Katie Couric. They're no different than Yahoo. Remember, she works for Yahoo. Remember what I said before when the whole conversation about Jeff Bezos and the Washington Post, the people went, what? He has, you know, he's just the owner. He does. Yeah, he's the owner. He's a leftist, uber liberal nut job. All those tech companies, Apple, Zuckerberg, all uber leftist nut jobs. Yahoo, their employee, their cornerstone. Listen, their whole thing by spinning out news is validated by Katie Couric, this hard-nosed reporter. She's a propagandist. She's a liar. She's a liar. Isn't it something that these news people all turn out to be liars? They all turn out to be what they accuse Donald Trump of being. Brian Williams, liar. I was in a helicopter, we're getting shot at. Blah, 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 blah. What does the Washington Post do? Four Pinocchios. Everything that Donald Trump says is four Pinocchios. Well, what about Brian Williams? That's eight Pinocchios. What about Katie Couric? Nine Pinocchios. You don't hear them doing that. So you're watching that press conference. If you know the Katie Couric situation, you're sitting there applauding Trump and you're going, hell yeah. Now, if you don't know the Katie Couric situation and you watch that press conference with Donald Trump, you're like, the media, okay. Well, I know a couple instances like Brian Williams. Yeah, okay. Well, all right. And now when you hear about the Katie Couric situation, you'll go, wow. Because it's impactful. When you watch the movie and you see Katie Couric ask the question and you see the camera shoot around the room where all these gun activists look retarded, it's powerful stuff. And then when you hear the audio tape, when you hear the audio of what really happened in the room, you go, man, that was deceptive. Wow. And they're talking about Trump University? Imagine that. They're talking about Trump University. Deceptive. People volunteered to take classes. They volunteered. They paid their money. They went to class after class. They got knowledge. Some were successful. Some were not. Out of the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds that took the class, three people are suing because they feel they were lied to. They were misled. That's the big story. That's the big story. Someone volunteering, somebody being part of a class. And that person being stupid, that person being a failure. Donald Trump lied to these people. That's the story. Someone volunteering, somebody signing up for classes. But here's Katie Couric. Straight up, straight up, straight straight up lying, creating something that did not happen, and then purposely putting it out there and trying to make you believe something happened that didn't happen. Full well knowing the truth. And you didn't ask for this. You were like, oh, let me, oh, wow, okay, I'm looking at this on, wow, never happened. And that's not the story. No one's talking about that. Liberals aren't talking about it. CNN's not talking about that. MSNBC's not talking about that. So Trump was the winner yesterday. Because once again, the narrative to the people that matter in this country, not the Van Joneses, not the Rachel Maddows, not the Daily Beasts, but the people that matter, the working class, people that get up in the morning and bust their ass every day, those people see right through all this crap. People see through all this. And when they see Trump go, you're a liar, you're a sleazebag, you're scum, the media is dishonest, they're full of crap. I gave money to all these charities. And then they hear about Katie Couric and they go, wow. And they see that tape. They listen to that audio recording. They go, man, that's sleazy. Donald Trump was right. Sleazy, disgusting. The media should be ashamed of themselves. And they're complaining, well, why are you attacking us? We want to be able to say whatever we want to say. We want to be able to write whatever we want to write. And we don't want anybody questioning us. You know how many people in the so-called media world have blocked me? And I don't hit them up on Twitter and go, you suck, you're a loser. We write an article from our show. Whatever the top story is, whatever we feel is a great story, we write about. And then I'll send that to various people. You know, Joan Walsh. Joan Walsh has blocked me. I've never, ever emailed her, called her name. Never. Very professional. Send her articles. And the articles talk about how the left is dishonest, how people like Joan Walsh are dishonest. She blocked me. And yet she goes on television and says, oh, Trump supporters are racist. This person is a racist. So she could go on television and talk about people as much as she wants. But when you criticize her, oh, why are you doing this? Meghan McCain, why are you saying this about me? Why are you doing this? I should be allowed to say whatever I want. Okay. And if I disagree, I'm going to say to you, you're wrong. This is why you're wrong. This is why you're a hack talk show host. This is why you're a hack reporter. Why would you say that? I want to go back to the day where we could just say whatever we want and hide behind our keyboards or our microphones. Yeah, well, you can't do it anymore. Sorry.